In this bulletin, Federal Opposition Leader Peter Dutton unveils his shadow ministry. Australia raises concerns with China over a mid-air military incident. And in sport, Australian golfer Minji Lee hoping to claim her second career title at the US Open. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has unveiled his new frontbench with 10 women among the cabinet of 24 people. Angus Taylor will take on the Treasury portfolio with Jane Hume in finance, Sarah Henderson in communications, Karen Andrews in home affairs, Andrew Hastie in defence and Alan Tudge staying with education. The Nationals have 6 cabinet positions with leader David Littleproud remaining in agriculture and Barnaby Joyce in veterans affairs. Mr Dutton says he's proud of the team he's assembled.
So some new faces coming in, about which I'm really genuinely excited, and I think our team will work very closely together to hold this government to account.
Defence Minister Richard Marles says China's interception of an Australian RAAF P-8 maritime surveillance aircraft on the 26th of May was highly dangerous, and he's raised concerns with China's government. The Chinese J-16 fighter aircraft flew close to the side of the P-8 before cutting across its nose and releasing small pieces of aluminium, some of which were ingested into the Australian plane's engine. All crew were unharmed in the incident. Mr. Marles says the activity of the P-8, which was flying over international waters, was completely within Australia's right.
The South China Sea matters to Australia. It matters to Australia because most of our trade traverses the South China Sea. And so as a nation, we are deeply invested in the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. We are deeply invested in the rights of freedom of navigation in the South China Sea. And so to that end, I want to make it also very clear that this incident will not deter Australia from continuing to engage in these activities.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will soon arrive in Jakarta for talks with Indonesian President Joko Widodo. The trip comes just a fortnight after Mr. Albanese was sworn in as Australia's Prime Minister. He says he's already spoken with President Widodo ahead of the visit, and he's looking forward to continuing bilateral talks in Indonesia.
It is important that we recognise that Indonesia isn't just Jakarta and Bali. It is the vast archipelago. It is an important nation to our north, the largest Muslim country on the planet, and in terms of population. And I'll be visiting with Don Farrell, my trade minister, Penny Wong, my foreign minister, Ed Husic, the first Muslim cabinet minister.
Japan's prime minister has strongly condemned North Korea's latest round of ballistic missile launches. In the country's 18th round of tests this year, North Korea has fired 8 short-range missiles off its east coast towards the sea. It comes a day after South Korea and the United States concluded their first combined military exercises involving an American aircraft carrier in more than 4 years, with concerns North Korea is also preparing for nuclear testing. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says the firing of the missiles violates United Nations Security Council resolutions.
Since entering this year, North Korea has repeatedly launched ballistic missiles, including the new intercontinental ballistic missile. A series of North Korean actions threaten the peace and stability of the region and the international community and cannot be forgiven by any means. The launch of this ballistic missile is also a violation of international law, and I strongly condemn it. We have already made a strict protest against North Korea.
At least 16 people have been killed and more than 150 injured after a fire tore through a container depot in southeastern Bangladesh. The fire broke out after a huge explosion at an inland container storage facility 40 kilometres outside the country's main seaport of Chittagong. It's not yet known what caused the blast, though officials say it may have started from a container of hydrogen peroxide. In golf, and Minji Lee is aiming to become the third US Women's Open champion from Australia after Jan Stevenson in 1983 and Kari Webb in 2001. Lee goes into the final round this evening with a three-shot lead. The 26-year-old is looking to win the second major of her career. She says she's happy with the way she's been playing.
I was pretty solid all day. I mean, I was making pars when I needed to. I made one bogey, but followed it up with four birdies kind of at the turn. So yeah, it was really nice to get those going and then finished with all pars.
And that's the latest SBS News.